Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Morning drizzle in the Lowveld and fog patches along the escarpment and over the southern Highveld. The weekend's going to start partly cloudy from this afternoon over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Later on, isolated showers also forecast over the western parts of the northwest. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 20, Joburg and Emalahleni 18, Mbombela 21 and Rustenburg a high of 19 degrees.
In Centurion on the N14 eastbound, a collision after the R55 Pretoria West exit. Traffic is moving slowly.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police say a manhunt has been launched for the suspects who broke into the Olifantsfontein clinic and stole medicine and equipment. The suspects made off with 7 TVs, 7 computer monitors, 4 Wi-Fi routers, 3 processors, 4 microwaves and 4 boxes of ARVs that were taken from the pharmacy. And Swedish police are investigating the unexplained deaths of 3 workers at the same electric car battery factory. Though the police say they do not suspect foul play, the deaths have cast a shadow over one of Europe's leading electric battery producers. The 3 workers died in the space of 6 months. All 3 died in their sleep. Japanese car giant Toyota has since announced it's pulling its workers from that plant. I'm Khada de Souza. More news at 8.
Well, local cricket fans don't want to miss out on the final at the T20 World Cup, and they've called for the SABC to broadcast tomorrow's T20 World Cup final between South Africa and India. The Proteas beat Afghanistan to book their spot, that was before India yesterday advanced with a 68-run win over England in Guyana. There's a bit of concern over the weather, however, forecast for heavy rain for the morning in Barbados, and if the game is washed out, it will be moved to the reserve day, which is on Sunday. But there's also rain predicted for Sunday, which is a bit of a concern. The Vodacom Bulls have appointed Piwe Nomlomo as head coach for the upcoming Currie Cup season. He'll work alongside Werner Krier, Jean Tiet and Kennedy Tsimba. Piwe joined the Bulls in August of 2023 as an assistant coach. Previously, he was with the Sharks, also with the SA Schools A side, Border Craven Week side, and of course coached his former first team as well between 2018 and 2019. Max Verstappen confirmed that he'll be staying with Red Bull next year, dealing a significant blow to Mercedes' hopes of recruiting him to replace Ferrari-bound Lewis Hamilton. The 3-time world champion told reporters ahead of this weekend's Austrian Grand Prix, a home event for Red Bull, that he was focused on work for next year's car and for driving with the team. And it's a big weekend as well for cycling. The 111th edition of the Tour de France gets underway in Florence tomorrow. The 3-week race ends in Nice on Sunday, the 21st of July. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up. Twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give.